This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
The bottom line is something's up.
Now, I realize it's fashionable in some circles to believe that no one in government should encourage others to read the Bible. That we're told that we'll violate the constitutional separation of church and state established by the founding fathers in the First Amendment. The First Amendment was not written to protect people and their laws from religious values. It was written to protect those values from government tyranny.
This was in a book for Freemasons. Fictions are necessary to the people, and the truth becomes deadly to those who are not strong enough to contemplate it in all its brilliance. In fact, what can there be in common between the vile multitude and sublime wisdom? The truth must be kept secret, and the masses need a teaching proportional to their imperfect reason.
Broadcasting live from a bunker high atop Mount Hood.
All heading towards a fascist totalitarian state.
It's radio that's delivering the truth.
AK-47s belong in the hands of soldiers, not in the hands of criminals.
See, the problem is they don't get to determine what is right and wrong in the process. It's all done by the central government.
And here's Paul Preston and Agenda 21 Radio.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. So welcome to the show. A lot of things going on, as you can very well tell here on Agenda 21 Radio. Well, Donald Trump goes down to Hanoi and comes back empty-handed. Not really. Cutting it short with Mr. He's coming back home. He's on in the air right now. And this is, of course, what is really going on today. North Korea, still out there. Problems not solved. These things take time, ladies and gentlemen. And it was pretty well recognized. We covered this last hour. You can get it on the podcast, Agenda 21 Radio Podcasting. And it's interesting that we are in this position with the socialist state. You know, we're still fighting the ills of the Cold War, believe it or not. That's what this is. This is a Cold War era problem. It was one of the first of the big problems of the Cold War besides China. China was really, the Soviet Union, of course. After World War II, you had kind of a double-prong approach coming right at the United States. One from the East, one from the West in the Cold War. The Great Iron Curtain, as Churchill called it, that had formed right after World War II. And that Iron Curtain was absolute. They did not want to repeat, especially in the Soviet Union, they did not want to repeat the acts of a Hitler again in the Third Reich. They didn't want to do that. But here we are faced with another Reich, the Fourth Reich. And we're still battling the ills of the Cold War, which were prompted by, the Third Reich. Totalitarians on the march. They just never, and of course now we have the enemies within. We have the socialist enemies within. And that's another front, isn't it? Inside our own nation we have this front going on. And this is why we have to stop it. Anyway, so welcome aboard. A lot of things going on. Like I said, visit our website, a21r.com, a21r.com, and of course, NewCaliforniaState.com, NewCaliforniaState.com. We are on the 17th and 18th of May is the absolute date in which we are going to be, having our fourth constitutional convention. Fourth constitutional convention. Isn't that interesting? Yes, a fourth constitutional convention is happening for New California. I think that this is the one that's going to end a lot of things and bring about a beginning for so many other things, too. So Just remember that. It's going to be in Fresno, California. And it's going to be the 17th and 18th. You can go to the website right now if you're inclined to buy tickets or become a spectator. You can get those. Or if you're delegates, of course, the delegates know who you are, and you're going to find out even more. So anyway, a lot of things going on, like I said, here on Agenda 21 Radio. I'm more than happy to bring it all to you. And Michael Cohen, he's back at it again today for a third day. I guess it's a Senate hearing, something like that. Senate hearing, and we don't really know exactly what he's saying. I guess it's a secret Senate hearing. And since the senators are in the majority Republican, you can just bet they're going to bore on down from his testimony yesterday. And we're not playing his testimony. Nope, because we don't have to and we won't. He's a rat. He's a rat. I know, but he's our rat. No, he's the Democrats' rat. It's pretty obviously. They have put pressure on him to lie and lie and lie. A guy who took so much money from Donald Trump. Yeah, I mean, the hypocrisy of the guy. He's clearly a Democrat, and they know that. And that, you know, Lanny Davis is his attorney. The Clinton's attorney is his attorney. How much more obvious and in your face can it be? And the hypocrisy of a Debbie Wasserman Schultz sitting up there questioning him. You know, and they're trying to brush her off again, of course, tainted badly by the investigations that are going on within her server. We'll see how that all goes and see what happens in the Justice Department, whether or not they actually bring those investigations true to fruition. I think that's sort of the big thing that we're kind of wondering about, whether or not that's going to happen. But I think it will. This is a. There were a number of different things. You had this Tlaib woman and Ocasio-Cortez yesterday in the hearings, which is kind of an interesting juxtaposition for people. It's just a sad state of affairs that we have these those that want to destroy our country. Literally, now they're here, and we have to beat back that ideology again. Here's the deal. We have to always beat back the totalitarians for eternity. That's our lot in life. We are the nation who does this sort of thing. We are the nation who does this sort of thing. Now, either we stand up to it and against it, or we roll over and die on our knees. That's really what comes about. In every single application of socialism, in any way, shape, or form, I don't care if you're talking about a monarchy, if you're talking about a religion, or whatever, every single variety of this always ends badly for the people, always. And you can just see with the attitude of some of these socialists how they hate this country so badly. And what do they have to replace it with? Where do they think the money for their socialist schemes is going to come from? Free market economy? I don't think so. If you destroy it, no. Look at what's going on. It goes to where you see the example right now where Donald Trump is trying to lift up a country out of socialism, communism, and that's North Korea. He's the one who has, well, brought them to bear and brought them to negotiate getting rid of their nuclear weapons, which, by the way, the Obama administration was actively bringing in to help shore up North Korea, nuclear, well, missiles capable of carrying nuclear weapons. That was a fact. And everybody wants to, oh, I don't know, Obama didn't. Yeah, he did. He absolutely did that. A lot of people don't understand that, though. We need, and this is where we have to carry this information forward. These people that are the hanger-oners, and the majority in the House, are now of this really, really radical, pernicious, socialist, communist, totalitarian mindset, where you're having a blend of communism and Islamism and even Christianity that has settled in to bring us into a point of considering, as a society, socialism. Which I know people of my generation think, oh, we won that war. The wall fell down. We won that war. It's a war that's never ending. Look at history. there's only been one place in the world where this is this the notion of pushing back against it, pushing back against this totalitarian mindset, whether you're talking about a religious organization such as what you find in Islam and Catholicism, or whether you're talking about what you find with, well, communism, modern-day communism and national socialism. It's all the same. And we've been fighting this since dictators have had power. And we're not going to stop fighting it. This is our lot in life as a world, as a society, as a culture. But as Americans, exceptional Americans, we are here to stop it for the world. And that's what Donald J. Trump is doing. Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, a21r.com and newcaliforniastate.com.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-fill pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
One of the highest-ranking Catholic leaders is now expelled from priesthood. Pope Francis defrocking Washington, D.C.'s former Cardinal Theodore McCarrick after Vatican officials found him guilty of multiple sex crimes with minors and priests. Brian Yenis is live in New York City with more.
Laura, this is an unprecedented step taken by the Vatican. It's the first time ever that a cardinal has been defrocked. In other words, expelled from the Catholic priesthood as a result of the church's sex abuse scandals. Now, the decision by Pope Francis to strip former Cardinal Theodore McCarrick of his priesthood comes after Vatican officials found him guilty of soliciting sex during confessions and abusing his power to commit an unspecified number of sexual abuse crimes against minors and adults. One victim testified that McCarrick began repeatedly groping him when he was just 11 years old. The abuse lasted for decades. Last summer, Pope Francis stripped McCarrick of his title as cardinal. The 88-year-old was once the Archbishop of Washington, D.C., and one of the most powerful people in the U.S. Catholic Church.
Both abuse and its cover-up can no longer be tolerated, and the different treatment for bishops who have committed or covered up abuse, in fact, represents a form of clericalism that is no longer acceptable.
McCarrick first became a priest in 1958, and despite sexual abuse allegations throughout the last five decades, he rose to become archbishop. Today, the Archdiocese of Washington said, quote, "Our hope and prayer is that this decision serves to help the healing process for survivors of abuse, as well as those who have experienced disappointment or disillusionment because of what former Archbishop McCarrick has done." This decision, Laura, comes days before the start of a Vatican summit launched by Pope Francis in which bishops will discuss preventing sexual abuse.
Well, 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 Catholic Church being hit again by more sex scandals. You know, we don't put up all the sex scandal abuse articles that go with the Catholic Church. We just don't do that. We probably should do that. That might give people a bit, little bit better, perspective on what's going on within the sexual abuse world, because there is that world of sexual abuse, especially against children, especially young boys. And, of course, the recovery of all these individuals that were abused over the years. And, by the way, this abuse was pretty well known about what McCarrick was doing and how he had been doing it for quite some time. And the church didn't take a lot of action until, really, a lot of pressure was being applied on them by various and sundry news media sources about the vast amount of sexual abuse that's going on in the church. Nice to see they're doing something about this one that was so glaringly obvious for years, as this story has been told over and over and over and over and over, did I say, and over again. Yeah. So this is getting back to the ex-fixer here a little bit, and some of the things he said yesterday about Donald Trump, which some of you might find enlightening, I guess, I don't know. Or not. Myself, I didn't find much of it of any value. Most of it is already known about what he said. But we do know that even with this information, it doesn't seem like there's rising any remote level of whether or not there's criminal behavior here by the president or he was trying to fix something. Of course, that didn't happen. That did not happen. So they are going after the nothing burger, as we've said. But they're still out there pounding on the table because they think they have something to carry forward in the 2020 election, a false narrative. Now, where are the facts? Just the facts, ma'am, right? Dragnet. Remember that movie or that show, television show? Dragnet. I do. Just the facts, ma'am, LAPD. What was that guy's name? Well, anyway, we'll find out. The fixer turns to, of course, the fixer, the fixmeister, Michael Cohen yesterday. Cohen downloads on Trump. This is what they're saying on the dailies here. Cohen downloads on Trump will get whacked in prison. Ex-fixer says president committed crimes while in office. Hints SDNY probing undisclosed issues. Southern District of New York, behave much like a mobster would do. A mobster. Roger Stone, he's lying. Let's bite on Roger Stone and see what Roger has to say. Roger's been on my show a couple of times, by the way. Shocking. I don't want to be pulled in. I don't want to be pulled in an investigation. No, no, no. Says Roger Stone says Michael Cohen is lying after Stone was ordered not to comment on the Mueller investigation. Oh, no. So this is why I bring it up. Is because, and this is why this sticks out like a sore thumb, and we have a couple other things that we're going to sore thumb it a little bit more this hour. Cohen said in his prepared remarks that Stone told Trump in a call in July 2016 that Stone had talked to Assange and there would be an email dump damaging to Hillary Clinton's campaign. And I want to say, so what? I'll tell you about this. This was very well known in many, many circles about these email dumps going on earlier than July 2016. And I'm pretty sure Donald Trump knew about it. Washington. Roger Stone pushed back against Michael Cohen's claims that Stone told Trump in July 2016 that he had spoken to WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange about an email dump that would hurt Hillary Clinton's campaign, saying in a text message to BuzzFeed News, Mr. Cohen's statement is not true. Stone's text, which he made clear was a statement, was just the one sentence, and he did not explain what exactly about Cohen's testimony he maintained was false. Stone, who is facing criminal charges for lying to Congress, is under a gag order not to publicly comment on this case. Special Counsel Robert Mueller in his investigation, or any participants in this case of the investigation. That's the gag order. A spokesperson for the special counsel's office declined to comment on whether they believe Stone's statement complies with the judge's order. I bet that's a fact, Jack. I bet that's an absolute fact. Cohen is testifying Wednesday before the House Oversight. Oh, it's the House Oversight. I'm sorry, I thought it was the Senate, but it's the House Oversight. Well, that's yesterday. Today's Thursday. Ha-ha, it's the Senate. I'm right. Cohen told members of in his opening statement Wednesday that Trump knew in advance that WikiLeaks planned to release emails in July. Now, I know that that's not true. I really know that that's not true. And that he's lying up on the... he's really lying. Cohen told Congress that in July, shortly before the Democratic National Convention, which began on July 25th, Mr. Cohen, by the way, let me give you his phone number. Area code 646. Oh, I probably shouldn't give you the rest. You know, I know that Mr. Cohen's lying. And so do a lot of other people know. From personal experience, actually. We know that Mr. Cohen lied up there again. Another felony for Mr. Cohen in front of the House. Mr. Cohen didn't find out from Roger Stone or WikiLeaks or anything like that. And we have the evidence to prove it, since I was the one conveying the message from Agenda 21 Radio to Mr. Cohen. I hate it when that happens, don't you? We'll be back. Listen to Agenda 21 Radio.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA.
800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA. Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, plaster gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Deep in a bunker, way behind enemy lines, broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. Agenda 21 Radio.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com, a21r.com, and of course, newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. The newcaliforniastate.com, of course, we're going to be having our convention in Fresno, California, fourth constitutional convention. We're moving forward. And it's going to be very, very enlightening, to say the least, about this convention. We are going to be rocking it and rolling it. Let there be no mistake about it. We will be rocking and rolling. We're going to, there's a bunch of things happening. We've got a lot of people coming and a bunch of things happening. So we're pretty excited about what's really going on at our convention in Fresno. So stay tuned for that. Go to the website, newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com, and get the latest information up to date as to what's going to be happening. For New California, and we, like I said, big things going on, big people there. Okay, so this whole notion about whether or not Cohen knew something is kind of interesting, and we're going to get down to that. We've got a whole bunch of things to say about Mr. Cohen in his comments about Julian Assange. They're totally wrong. Toto. In toto, he's wrong. What kind of word is that, in toto? I know everybody likes to abbreviate and change things. I know it, there has some sort of significance. I'm not really totally aware of what that significance is, but it's here. Okay, so how about cow farts? Have you guys considered cow farts lately? Let me ask you this. The flatulence from your cow. And I know everybody, we all want to get back to nature, right? The flatulence from your cow. What's going on there? Is your cow flatulating properly? I mean, you know, what is a proper cow flatulate? I mean, those are big questions that really must be answered, right? Okay, so Ocasio-Cortez, she's way into cow farts. I'm sorry, flatulence. Is there a cow proctologist who can back that claim up, that cow farts and methane? I mean, this is as silly as it gets. There's so many animals out. Are you kidding me? I mean, this is something they've sold us, which is just, well, I almost said, well, flatulence is the precursor, is what I was going to say. I don't want to say the words. I don't want to get too I almost said something else wrong. See, this is the thing about socialism. It brings you to do wrong things, even if you're into thinking about it. This is from the American Mirror. It says Ocasio-Cortez lashes out after pic surface of hamburger dinner slams, oh my gosh, stalkerish restaurant photo. Shocking. She eats hamburgers. I am shocked. And by the way, the exposure here, God, it's just amazing. Less than a week after raging against cow farts and urging Americans to stop eating so many hamburgers, Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez was caught oozing with hypocrisy. Who wrote this? Martin Walsh. All right, Marty. Says, on Tuesday night, an image scorched across Twitter showing Ocasio-Cortez and her chief of staff, Salik, this guy, Casabarte, sitting down for dinner together. Is this the guy she got on the payroll? Is this the guy with Ocasio-Cortez? Who is this guy? Is Salcat, that's what it is. While sitting no more than a foot away, Ocasio-Cortez watched as Chalaratabati, I guess, I don't know, I can't say his name, ordered a hamburger and chowed it down right in front of her. Shocking. How could she tolerate such a thing? Honorable Jay Minor, who put this up. Conservative celeb Caleb Hall, also shared a close-up image showing that her chief of staff was definitely eating the one specific food that she wants America to stop eating. Shocking, the hypocrisy here. I'm shocked, aren't you? There he is. Mouth open, digesting it. Well, about ready to consume it. He's prefrontal labia, you know, lips. Soon after the images caught fire on Twitter, Ocasio-Cortez went to her go-to play. She played the victim and attacked the person who took, of course, those silly people, right? Tonight, a dude was creepily and obviously taking a picture of me while pretending he wasn't. And I had to break his imagery fourth wall. What? And say hi. I'm a person. This is weird, she wrote. Oh, man. She's got a long way to get. Anyway, in a second tweet, the New York Socialist responded to a post from One American News host Jack Posobiec, who shared a GIF poking fun at the idea of literally catching Ocasio-Cortez being a total hypocrite. She then accused the person who took the picture. It's the person with the picture. Not her, of course. And why wasn't she just B-slapping the dude? Huh? When you're a guy that's so unaware of his own creepiness that you tweet this from your own account as if it's normal and not stalkerish at all, she wrote. Ocasio-Cortez is being exposed as a total hypocrite and someone who can't take a joke without accusing someone of stalking her. Comes just a week after she urged Americans to stop eating so many hamburgers. And during an appearance on Showtime series Desonero, the New Yorker lawmaker was asked about farting cows in the Green New Deal. Frequently asked questions section. In the deal, what we talk about, it's true. It's that we need to take a look at factory farming, period. It's wild, Ocasio-Cortez said. Really? And so it's not to say you get rid of agriculture. It's not to say we're going to force anybody to go vegan or anything crazy like that, Ocasio added. She continued, but it's to say, listen, we've got to address factory farming. There you go. I hope there's no profanities. I'm gonna play this. No, I'm not. Not in this one. Breaking. I don't know. Let's see if I got how much time this thing takes. Oh, wait a minute. Let's see if we can get it. Here we go.
My Twitter mentions I'm getting a lot of references about cow farts. Mm. And I think that's a reference to your Green New Deal.
Yes.
Can you explain that for us?
Yes.
In the deal, what we talk about is, I mean, and it's true, is that we need to take a look at factory farming.
Mm-hmm.
You know, period. It's wild.
Yeah.
And so it's not to say you get rid of agriculture. It's not to say we're going to force everybody to go vegan or anything crazy like that. But it's to say, listen, we got to address factory farming. Maybe we shouldn't be eating a hamburger for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
There it was.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, plaster gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all prices.
precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated, so swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. We're going to kind of bore down on how did Michael Cohen really find out about the Julian Assange business? It's kind of interesting how that all went down, because it didn't really quite happen the way that Mr. Cohen described yesterday. And he could find himself in some real trouble. I'm just saying. Just saying, you know, it's interesting how this is all playing out, how it's all coming down to, you know, that 646 area code number that pops up so often. I'm just saying that the DOJ, FBI, all these things that play into this are very, very interesting. Very, very interesting. So we've got a memo to the president. Shell game, terrorist financing, and Michael Cohen investigation. Listen carefully to the first portion of this. We got so much to do.
Well, this is a memo that was sent to President Trump on December 19, 2017. And this memo is what is currently being discussed and represents one of the greatest examples of government betrayal in the history of the United States. This is the intelligence which defined the illegal activity by the Department of Justice, by the FBI, under Hillary Clinton, Robert Mueller, James Comey, Peter Strzok, Andrew McCabe, Jenny Rhee, and a variety of other people that were involved in a coup d'etat against President Trump. So this memo was sent out on December 19th, and it originated actually farther than that. And we communicated this to President Trump's personal staff and his personal lawyer, Michael Cohen, in 2015 as well as 2016. And this is the memo that summarizes everything. So in the event of my death, this will be an affidavit which can go to nations and people in the world to let them know what the truth is behind the undermining of President Trump and the attempt to overthrow him.
Microphone, tell me. Hi, may I speak with Cynthia, please?
Speaking.
Cynthia, this is Scott Bennett. I'm calling via Skype from my computer, so the call's recording. I just sent you a email. Did you get it?
I haven't received anything, no.
Okay, let me confirm your email. We spoke last or 2 weeks ago. It was regarding the material whistleblowing report that was sent to Congress. You recall all that?
Yes.
Okay. All right. That's what I was calling about. I just want to confirm everything. I sent it to you today at carce@trumporg.com.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay. Did you get the materials and have a chance to review that and forward that to Cohen, to forward to Trump?
It was forwarded to Mr. Cohen, and he hasn't mentioned anything to me as of.
Mr. Cohen got it. Mr. Cohen got it. This is Cynthia, Mr. Cohen's secretary, who I've spoken to, actually. This is Scott Bennett, 2015.
No.
Okay.
And he's currently out of the office at the moment.
Okay. Well, the reason I'm calling is because, I wanted to confirm that Mr. Cohen has got that, and that as Mr. Trump's lawyer, he's forwarding it to Mr. Trump. Two, I thought the timing of this is very important for Mr. Trump to be prepared with this material, because given that he's going on the debates tonight, and given that the people who he will be competing with at the debates, Lindsey Graham, Marco Rubio, Ted Cruz, all of those candidates were informed and received copies of my report. And that is basically, it gives Mr. Trump the only position to say, I know all of you know about this report I just received. I just found out about it, and I'm just now looking into it. But all of you have known about this since September 25th, 2012, and you've done nothing. And this is a report by a military officer, Union Bank of Switzerland, financing terrorism. And are you familiar with the Union Bank of Switzerland connection to the Hillary Clinton Foundation, the story that just came out on Fox News?
I am not, no.
Okay, well, I'll send you the link, but if you have a computer, you can Google. And Fox News just came out with the story linking Union Bank of Switzerland to Hillary Clinton and the Clinton Foundation. That is extremely significant, because what they reported was what I reported to Congress and the military in 2012. They are either pulling out my story and my data, or they are discovering something that's very convenient, because it's what I disclosed. So it's very, very important that Mr. Trump know that this exists and that he's educated on it very soon. Because
yep, I just got your email right now, and what I'll do is I'll forward this to Michael, and I'll have him, you know, take care of it from there.
Okay, because I want to stress that Mr. Trump himself will want to know about this before he gets on the debate stage tonight. If he wants to use it, it's the best instrument to show that the other candidates have covered this up, have hidden it, have ran from it, have done nothing. And he's the only one that can say, I've just discovered this. I never knew about it. I wasn't in the politics. I wasn't in the military. But a military officer contacted my office today and said, Mr. Trump, I was illegally silenced by the Obama administration for writing a report disclosing terrorist financing. And I sent copies of it to Lindsey Graham, to Marco Rubio, to Ted Cruz, to John Boehner, to Dianne Feinstein, to everyone that's contained in that book that I sent you. And none of you did anything, and soldiers are dead because they've been killed by weapons that were purchased by terrorists using these very bank accounts. So it gives him an enormous, powerful weapon and position to be the voice of America, because Americans will want this investigated. And if he can properly use this, it can basically seal the deal and destroy Hillary Clinton's possibility in one swoop. Now,
okay, this is just the beginning, ladies and gentlemen. Did Michael Cohen lie yesterday to Congress? Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow, from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own, or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston. And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Isn't it just amazing what's going on? You know, it is amazing. Totally amazing what is going on. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. I really, really, really appreciate your listenership. And, of course, Red State Talk Radio. Red State Talk Radio, the talk monster of digital talk radio. By the way, number one in the nation. Giving voice to the silence. And that's Red State Talk Radio. Giving voice to the silent. That's what we do all the time. Listen to this, 36 hours of talk radio every single day on two channels. Give me a break. We are the talk monster. No question about it. And going digitally, you know, seeing the future of radio. Everybody's got one. Everybody can have one. Everybody's got a voice. We give voice to the silence. Anyway, a lot of things going on with Michael Cohen, huh? Area code 646, by the way, is the number that it begins with. That's the area code for Michael Cohen, if you want. We have several numbers. Well, I don't know if they're any good any longer. Probably not. Probably not. Anyway, a lot of things going on. Stay with us through the break. We got tons of things coming at you in the next couple of minutes. And we'll be probably talking a little bit more about what's going on. The memo to the president, shell game. Kind of an interesting little tete-a-tete. I might just play the whole thing all the way through. Maybe, maybe not. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Go to our website, a21r.com, and check out all the stories we have, and also Twitter. A21R Paul is the Twitter feed there. And also, newcaliforniastate.com. Newcaliforniastate.com is just an incredible place to go to, obviously. It is just absolutely craziness going on. You know, it's kind of interesting, this whole cabal of people that are out there trying to groom the future of the Republican Party and, of course, the Democratic Party. The grooming of Ocasio-Cortez. That's a story. I mean, because, you know, a 29-year-old just doesn't come out of the womb like this. There has to be grooming. And, you know, even in the Republican Party, there's grooming. That's yet to be exposed. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.